True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
The NWT Music Awards are a set of awards created by Music NWT, and their importance cannot be understated.
Any of our artists, it's important that we recognize them here, build that hometown crowd, so it's not just about the artists in the room, it's about the public. The public being there, showing their support, showing that they are behind our musicians, their brand, and what they do. The talent, they help showcase our culture here out to the rest of the world. They help bring our communities together, and they help build an industry.
Trevor Sinclair of Music NWT sat and talked about these awards with me and also mentioned that they're going to be inducting the first three people into the NWT Music Hall of Fame. Each of the inductees represent a different tentpole of the NWT music scene, and those are
culture, community, and industry. So from the cultural perspective, we'll be inducting into our inaugural inductees will be the Yellow Knives Dene Drummers. Certainly we've seen them at many, many events. They always open and close things, and they are a defining part of the NWT culture. The second representing community will be Ted Wesley. Now, Ted passed away last December, and we are very excited to honor him into this Hall of Fame, as him and a number of other people as well were the inaugural folks that started Folk in the Rocks. Ted has toured all around the North, and he was all about bringing community together. And then representing industry, we were looking at somebody who has a long history of being involved in the industry and recording albums, trying to get those albums out into the world, and is still active. And for that, we have Norm Glowich. So we're super excited to have these three as our inaugural inductees. And hopefully we'll see the public stand behind them, support them, and in everything that they've done and continue to do.
With the NWT Music Awards, it's not just the artists and the people behind the scenes making music that are getting honored, it's the venues as well.
I'm actually really excited for this award. So for example, this year we have the top four nominees that came out are the Northern Arts and Cultural Center. So we've got sort of that formal kind of theater style sitting that, and these venues are super important because of course a performer can't perform unless they have somewhere in which to perform. And certainly as we're coming out of COVID, a lot of these folks have done a great job ensuring that our performers could still get out there and perform over the past several years. But NAC is one example. And then there's those festivals. So we also have the Great Northern Arts Festival out of Inuvik, an Old Town Ramble and Ride here in Yellowknife that are also in the top four nominees. So recognize those festivals that have persevered and make sure that highlight our artists and give them opportunities to build that local crowd. But then the fourth is also super important, is those bars and those pubs that a lot of us go to for that bit of late night music. And we have Dirty O'Fergies out of Fort Smith, who's been nominated, who represents them very well, who has made sure our artists continue to get paid well to be at these pubs and bars because they bring in a great audience for those businesses. And so we really wanted to highlight those venues as well.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.